We left our Perek Hey Halacha Zayin in the middle of the Halacha. Im ro'am makom shadvarav mo'ilin v'nishma'in omer v'im lav shase. So the Rambam gives two conditions for the Chacham to speak. Number one is that what he has to say objectively is something which would be productive, which would be helpful. But then number two, you know, a person can have an etzah to give, information to share, whatever it is, which objectively would be very helpful. But if the other person is not receptive, so then it's not going to be productive and it's not going to be helpful. So that's the second condition, nishma. It has to be mo'il and it has to be nishma. Vim lav shosek is the nosek kelim. I think the Kesef Mishnah already cites. It's a gemara in the sixth paragraph of Yevamos of Kishem Shemitzvah Lom Adava HaNishma Kach Mitzvah Shalom Adava Sheino Nishma. It's not only a waste of time, a waste of words to say something which one anticipates pretty clearly will be Adava Sheino Nishma, but it's a mitzvah shelo lomar, because to say ador v'sheinu nishma is counterproductive. It's not just that it's not productive, it's counterproductive. Maybe we'll just see some of the Rambam's examples and then we Nedves Hashem try to follow through on this. Kate said, lo yiratza chaveru from mission ovis b'shas kaso v'lo yisha lo al nidro b'shor she Nodar ad she tzeskara daito v'yanuach v'lo yenachamenu b'shoa shemesa muta lefana v'mnei shuhu bohul ad she yikaver v'chein kol keyotze v'elu. So let's take the first example. If one attempts to be meratze b'shas kaiso, when a person is sort of in the throes of his anger, his outburst, so then the teva of a person is that not only is he not receptive, but he's angered further by the attempt to calm him down. Adrav, it adds fuel to the fire of the anger. The person is obviously, by definition, when we get angry, So we're not rational or reasonable, and then the lack of recognition of what we consider to be right and just is just something which angers a person further. So it's not only that it's not productive, that it's not constructive, it's counterproductive, it's destructive to say a dvar sheinu nishma. Similarly, the last example the Rambam gives about not extending tanchumim b'shar shemesu mutal lefanav, right? It's not appropriate when someone is delivering a hesped at the levaya to include as part of the divrei hesped the tanchumim for the avelim. It's mamish against. It's a toras b'dvar mishnah. It's against this mishnah. But here too, it's not only the fact that the person is bohul and not in a mindset to accept tanchumim. Again, it's not only that it won't be productive, but it will be counterproductive, because there's a mitzvah. It's part of tzedek hadin for an ovel to accept tanchumim. For an ovel to accept tanchumim basically means that the ovel accepts what has happened and is gradually adjusting to the new reality. So it's a mitzvah to be mekabel tanchumim. So to extend tanchumim when they won't be accepted puts the krovim in a place of acting shelo kedin in terms of spurning the divrei tanchumim. This, what the Rambam is describing here, that lo yinachemenu b'shar shemesu muta lefanim b'nei shehu bohul ad sheyikaver, since the Rambam is describing, and certainly in context of the other two examples of b'shas kaso and in b'shar shenadar, it's certainly a description of a mindset, a psychological state of mind. But at least in terms of this example of Tanchumim, it also corresponds to Alpidin. Meaning, Alpidin calls man that the mace hasn't been nikbar, so then the Avelim are not supposed to be, again, what Tanchumim represents in terms of adjusting to the new reality and picking up the pieces of their lives, so they're not supposed to be doing that. And the best proof of that, v'horaya, is the fact that Kol Zman that they're in Aninos, they're p'turim mimitzvos. So you see that they're not supposed to have moved on and have reacclimated to life. So this last example, again, is not only a description of a state of mind, of a psychological reality, but the psychological reality is very much in sync with the halacha here as well. Another example beyond the Rambam's ketzad of Dov HaNishma and Dov HaShenu Nishma, Mitzvah Shalolom and Dov HaShenu Nishma. Human nature is such that we're not always ready to recognize certain truths, usually about ourselves. Well, that's the most common example of where we're resistant. And if one sort of just imposes the insight rather than guiding the person to his own self-discovery, so likely it will be a Dov HaShenu Nishma, again depending upon the circumstances, the context, but there are many types of situations where it's a Dov HaShenu Nishma, and here too it's not only that it's not productive, but it's sort of that once the person prematurely hears that idea and rejects it, so then you know he crosses it off his list of possible explanations, it's counterproductive as well. It's a big yisod that kashem shemitzvah lo madava nishma, kach mitzvah shelo lo madava shenu nishma. V'lo yeirah l'chaveu b'shas kalkoloso, ela yalim eino mimenu. V'lo yishana b'dibru, so here too, this is also an example of what we saw the Lech HaMishnah pointing out that you know several of the Hanhogos here in Parakei are not limited to Talmud Chacham, but again, just that there's a Doyish Chazak by the Talmud Chacham to be Nizer on them. The din of not being Mishana b'dibura and lo Yosef or lo Yigra lo b'divrei shalom is a hanhaga for everyone. It's clear from the Rambam's lashon reflecting the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos again also at the end of Habal Yevimto initially says that muta l'shanos b'darkei shalom, that for shalom it's muta l'shanos. And then the Gemara says no, it's not just muta l'shanos, but it's a mitzvah l'shanos. And then the Gemara goes on to say, and moreover, the God of HaShalom, that even HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mishan V'nei HaShalom, because when he reports to Avraham Avinu what Sarai Imenu said, he doesn't repeat V'adon Yizakein, but he says that Sarah said V'ani Zakanti. So even HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mashana. So the Chavad Pshat Gemara is like this. Ben Yonah explains in Pirkei Avos, at the end of the first parak on the mission of Al Hadin, Al Emes, Al Shalom, that there are two mechayvim in Emes. That there are two mechayvim in Emes. Like, what's wrong about what seems to, I guess, what the Velt, the outside Velt, calls a white lie? So what's wrong with a white lie? What's wrong with a lie about something which seems very inconsequential? So Rabbi Yonah has basically presents two mechayvim. Mechayv number one is that he says, based on also on the Gemara in Yevamos of Limdu Lashonim Daber Sheker, where is that in Eicha, right? Limdu Lashonim Daber Sheker, that the teva of a person is that if a person habituates himself to being willing to bend the truth, in some situations, even if those situations in which he develops the habit initially are, again, inconsequential. They're white lies, but midos don't stay compartmentalized. If the person doesn't train himself to always speak the truth, then he's going to end up not speaking the truth in areas that everyone recognizes as being consequential. So that's one mechayev in terms of emes. But then Rabbeinu Yonah goes on and says, Chosam shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. The seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah kaviyochol is emes, which l'chore, what he means is, and then memela mitzad, I don't remember how much of this is mefurish or not, that memela that mitzad v'alach de v'drochav, a person has to always be, has to be emesic. So v'alach de v'drochav, so there are no exceptions between white lies and purple lies and green lies. There's no chilukim in terms of the color spectrum, in terms of the v'halach de v'drachav. B'chor, that's the pshat in the Gemara in Yevamos. So the Gemara in Yevamos says first muta v'shanos, and then mitzvah v'shanos, and then gadol v'shalom, the din HaKadosh Baruch Hu is m'shana. The pshat is, in order for there to be an exception, heyos, that this is rooted in v'halach de v'drachav, so the Gemara finds the exception within the v'halach de v'drachav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is Mishana mipnei hasholom. That doesn't mean that the mitzvah of the Shana mipnei hasholom, you know, is not a way of a person evading responsibility. If I borrow your car and then I wreck the car, so I can't concoct the story about how a Martian came from outer space and, you know, the Iranians sent a drone and then hit your car. You know, a person has to take responsibility. What it means is not to provoke machlokas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to, kaviyochu, doesn't want to create tension between Sora and Avram by saying that Sora said va'adoni adoni zaken. The Shvatim are looking to, they're not looking to evade responsibility, but they're acknowledging it, but they're looking to see that there shouldn't be machlokes moving forward between them and Yosef. Klalo shel davar, says the Rambam, ein medabe ela obig milas chasanim. So, how does this klal shel davar sort of summarizes the proceeding in this halacha? I mean, the Rambam did. He talked about being makdim shalom l'chol adam and Oyev Shalom, Rodev Shalom, but I don't know, most of what the Rambam said was not so much about the substance of what a person says as much as the way he says it, the timing. So how does this klal shel davar, how does it connect? So I don't know, you have to, I didn't do this, but you have to search in the Rambam. Do you ever find klal shel davar as not a not intended as a general klal summarizing what was said previously, but adu'al, the klal shel davar is lahabot, meaning in addition to everything said until now about style of speech and timing of speech, so now here's a klal, new topic. Not that the klal shel davar is referring backwards, it's referring forward. Here's a klal as to what the substance of what one's speech should be. So if you go back to what we learned in Perek Beis for a moment, Perek Beis, Halacha Dalet. La'olim yabe odem b'shtika, v'la'idabe ala o b'dvar chochma, o b'dvar m'sha'tzarech lohem l'chayi gufa. So that's a different prescription than the one we're getting here in Perek Hei. It's not contradictory, but it's different. Here it's enem adabe ela obig melas chasodim obe dever chachma. Here it's dvar chachma obe dvarim shetzarach lan lachay gufo. So maybe the simple pshat is as follows, that in Perek Beis Halacha Dalet, the Rambam is talking about sort of as a midah bein odom la'atzmo, how a person utilizes the koach hadibur in terms of bein odom la'atzmo. And in Perek Hei, the Rambam is talking about how a person utilizes koach hadibur bein odom la'chaveru, the midah of how a person should utilize bein odom la'chaveru. So bein odom la'atzmo, so it's not really, there's nothing to talk about in terms of gemilas chasadim. You go over to your chavusa, ben adam latzma. You go over to your chavusa to talk through a point in divrei Torah, in divrei chochma, the dvarim shetzarach lan l'chayi gufo. And here in Perek Hei, the Rambam is talking about the midah of again how a person employs the koach hadibur ben adam l'chaveru. It would be b'chal gemilas chasodim, meaning if it's the chaveros dvarim shaitz guf tzarach lahen, so that's b'chal gemilas chasodim, and if it's his own, so that, again that's the focus in Perek Beis, not the focus here. Right, this is the famous line from Yibsal Salanta. Yibsal Salanta said, Yenim's gashmias is mine ruchmias. That another person's physical needs is a spiritual obligation, a spiritual obligation for me. So the dvarim shaguv tzarech lehen of someone else is b'chal the gemilas chasadim of the ben adam l'chavir. I don't know why the Dvar Chochma is singular in Perek Beis, and here Divrei Chochma is plural. I don't know. Tzarech yim. V'lo yisapim isha v'ashuk, afilu hi ishto, o achoso, o bito. Okay, so maybe we'll stop here.